The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 27. Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, the man who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the man who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, if your virtue goes no deeper than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have learned how it was said to our ancestors, you must not kill, and if anyone does kill, he must answer for it before the court. But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with his brother will answer for it before the court. If a man calls his brother fool, he will answer for it before the Sanhedrin. And if a man calls him renegade, he will answer for it in hellfire. So then, if you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go and be reconciled with your brother first, and then come back and present your offering. Come to terms with your opponent in good time, while you are still on the way to the court with him, or he may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. I tell you solemnly, you will not get out till you have paid the last penny. You have learned how it was said, you must not commit adultery. But I say this to you, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right hand should cause you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it will do you less harm to lose one part of you than to have your whole body thrown into hell. And if your right hand should cause you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, for it will do you less harm to lose one part of you than to have your whole body go to hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a writ of dismissal. But I say this to you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for the case of fornication, makes her an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have learned how it was said to our ancestors, you must not break your oath, but must fulfill your oaths to the Lord. But I say this to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, since that is God's throne, or by the earth, since that is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, since that is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head either, since you cannot turn a single hair white or black. All you need say is yes, if you mean yes. No, if you mean no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. The first reading today on the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time from Sirach tells us something important about God and also something important about God's people. Our God comes to those who choose life, even though some do not choose it. Not only that, but the reading from 1 Corinthians goes on to talk about wisdom, what God has prepared for those who love God. This God has revealed to us through the Spirit, who is the gift given to all who believe. And finally, from Matthew's Gospel, we hear, let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Jesus is instructing his disciples and all those who claim religious authority, even though some people, namely the scribes and the Pharisees, hear his message and do not believe that he includes them. We too can find ourselves the subject of Jesus' teaching, for we call ourselves the Christian community. If we act faithfully, and as today's psalm response says, happy are they who follow the law of God. Taken together, all the readings today are about truthfulness and reconciliation. They are about being on pilgrimage with Christ and about his wisdom. And as theologian Gail Ramshaw says, it is radiating for contemporary believers the beneficent mercy of the community of Christ. The readings today say a lot about us and about those with whom we associate. When I go into Wisconsin state prisons, I meet people who once were lost, who chose death. But Sirach tells us God is mighty in power and sees everything. In the restorative justice program I help facilitate, people do choose life, and God sees that. They do this against great odds. Prisons have many people locked up, and some of them need to be there. Those who come to our program have chosen truth and reconciliation. They've chosen to listen, really listen to one another in community, and to let their yes mean yes and their no mean no. The people who come to our program can rightly ask whether their prayer, their communion with the God of life, becomes visible in acts they perform against the power of death that surrounds them in their cells. We are like those people I meet in Wisconsin state prisons. We want our yes to mean yes and our no to mean no. But the truth is that sometimes we fail. We need to be in community and listen. Really listen.